Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Ashoka Buildcon Q1 FY27 earnings conference call hosted by IIFL Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mudit Bhandari from IIFL Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon, everybody. On behalf of IIFL Capital, I welcome you all to first quarter FY27 earnings conference call of Ashoka Buildcon Limited. From the management, we have Mr. Satish Parakh, Managing Director, and Mr. Paresh Mehta, Chief Financial Officer. With this, I would request Satish sir to start with his opening comments, and then we can open the floor for question and answer. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mudit. Good afternoon, everyone. A very warm welcome to all of you joining us for Ashoka Buildcon earnings conference call for the quarter ended 30th June 2026. Joining me on today's call are our CFO, Mr. Paresh Mehta, along with our investor relations advisor from SGA. I hope everyone has had the opportunity to review our financial results and investor presentation, which have been uploaded on the stock exchanges and the company's website. Let me begin by giving you a brief perspective on industry environment and then take you through some of the key development of Ashoka during the quarter. Q1 FY27 has started on a mixed note for infrastructure sector. On one hand, the domestic highway awarding environment continues to remain subdued. On the other hand, we are seeing encouraging opportunities emerging in the areas of railways, power transmission, distribution, and international infrastructure. In the highway segment, the pace of fresh awarding continues to be below the levels we have seen historically. NHAI awarded only around 5 km of projects in June, compared with 102 km in May. While construction activity in June declined 32% year-on-year to around 274 km. For the first two months of FY27, construction stood at approximately 638 km, which is around 34% lower year-on-year. While we remain positive on the long-term fundamental of India's road infrastructure, we believe the sector is currently going through a period where the focus is shifting from simply awarding more kilometers to ensuring that projects are properly appraised, land is made available, and execution can proceed efficiently. For us, this makes diversification particularly important. At the same time, the medium to long-term opportunity in Indian infrastructure remains strong. The Indian budget has provided a significant push to the railway sector with a record capital expenditure allocation of approximately 2.93 lakh crores. The government has also announced seven new high-speed rail corridors covering around 4,000 km, with an estimated investment potential of 16 lakh crores, along with 2,052 km dedicated freight corridor between Dankuni and Surat. This is important because the opportunity in railways is no longer limited to traditional track construction. It increasingly spans over electrification, signaling, safety systems, freight infrastructure, station development, and other specialized EPC requirements. For Ashoka, this creates an opportunity to leverage our existing execution capabilities and participate in infrastructure spending beyond the traditional road segment. The power transmission and distribution segment is another area where we see long structural growth. India is adding renewable energy capacity at a rapid pace, but the success of this transition depends equally on ability to evacuate and transmit that power to consumption centers. This is driving significant investment in interstate transmission systems and energy corridors. Let me now highlight key business developments for Q4 FY26. Q1 FY27 was marked by international and non-road wins, while domestic road awarding stayed muted. We believe this is an important development because it demonstrates that our diversification strategy is beginning to provide us with alternative avenues for growth, while the domestic highway cycle remains subdued. In Guyana, we received a letter of award from Central Housing and Planning Authority for the four-laning of Varsela-Parika Highway in Region 3. The project is valued at $35.42 million, around 328 crores. This award is particularly encouraging because it further strengthens our international road infrastructure portfolio in the South America. In Chhattisgarh, a joint venture received a letter of award from Chhattisgarh State Industrial Development Corporation for the development of Gems and Jewelry Park in Raipur under the PPP mode. The project involves a premium approximately 112.4 crores with Ashoka holding 51% stake in the joint venture. The project has a 5-year construction period and a 30-year lease extendable to 90 years. What makes this project strategically relevant is that it represents our entry into industrial park development and therefore adds another vertical to our infrastructure portfolio. As a part of a portfolio streamlining, we diluted our stake in Ashoka Pure Study Technologies Private Limited from 59% to 39.33% pursuant to a preferential allotment resulting in a classification from subsidiary to an associate company. Coming to the order book status, the company received 2 new project orders as discussed from Central Housing and Planning Authority, Republic of Guyana, 328 crores, and Chhattisgarh State Development Corporation, Jameson Jewelry Park of rupees 450 crores. As on 30 June, our order book stands at 15,251 crores, excluding order received after 30 June, that is 450 crores. The breakup of the order book is road and railway compromise of around 9,648 crores, which is 63.3% of the order book. Among the road order book, HAM projects are to the tune of 1,500 crores and EPC is worth around 6,780 crores and railway is around 1,346 crores. Part India accounts for around 5,066 crores, which is approximately 33.2% of the total order book. The building EPC segment is INR 536 crore, which is 3.5% of the total order book. With this, I would now request Mr. Paresh Mehta, CFO, to present the financial performance. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, everybody. Starting with the standalone numbers, for Q1 FY27, total income stood at INR 1320 crores, as compared to INR 1339 crores in Q1 FY26, flat year on year. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 126 crores, down to 17% Y and Y, with EBITDA margin of 9.5%. Profit after tax stood at INR 31.5 crores against INR 30.6 crores during FY26 Q1, up 3% Y and Y. Our revenue contribution for each segment for Q1 FY27 is as follows. Road EPC contributed 49.3%, Road HAM contributed 10.2%, Power T&D contributed 18.4%, Railway stood at 11.5%, and other segments like Building EPC and others contributed to 10.7%. Coming to the consolidated numbers, total income for Q1 FY27 stood at 1,534 crores as compared to INR 1,937 crores in Q1 FY26, registering a 21% degrowth, largely contributed by sale of monetization of BOT and HAM projects in the last Q3 FY26. EBITDA for the quarter stood at INR 292 crores, down 55% year-on-year, with EBITDA margin at 19%, again contributed by due to monetization of HAM and BOT assets. Profit after tax stood at INR 127 crores during Q1 FY27. In Q1 FY27, our BOT division, the company recorded a gross total toll collection from Jaora-Nayagaon toll road project of INR 75 crores, up by 8% year-on-year. With this, we now open the floor for question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchstone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and then two. Participants, you are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to all, you may press star and one to ask a question. We will take the first question from the line of Aditya Sahu from HDFC Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. I had a few queries and data points, if you can help me with. This is pertaining to the big pipeline. What would be the bid pipeline that we have right now? And now, if we can throw some light that where are we sort of bidding the projects, considering that, road awarding has been next to nothing. So if you can throw some light on which sectors and what is the amount of the bid pipeline.
So if we see the bid pipeline, NHAI and MRTH alone is throwing up around 1 lakh crores of bids are to be coming in. And if you see states, then another 25,000 crores bids are on the pipeline. Other than this, it's railways is there, which is throwing around 50,000 crores of bids, which are already now under pipeline. Other than this, power T&D and renewable energy sector are there, where we are also bidding for EPC.
Okay. What would be the value of project that you have bid for right number as on date, if you can help me with that?
Just repeat your question.
The value of projects that, we would have bid as on date.
So wherever we have bid and we have not yet, bids are not yet open, is around 8,000 crores.
Okay. Understood. So. And in terms of the revenue, EBITDA, and the order inflow guidance, if you can provide that.
So guidance, we are lowering down from 20% to, it will be between 10 to 15%. Because this quarter has been flat due to various reasons and various uncertainties, particularly supply chain. So this year's overall performance will be able to touch between 10 to 15% growth. And order
from,
book
from
wise,
from only 20%, I think, because you had mentioned about 20% earlier.
And it has been affected by another 5% here.
Okay. And on the EBITDA margin front and the order inflow?
Order inflow will be to the tune of 6 to 8,000 crores. We have already got 800 crores in Q1. We are L1 in around 1,800 crores.
Okay.
So that will materialize in Q2. And further, we should be able to bag around 6 to 8,000 crores in balance 3 quarters.
Okay. So, 6 to 8,000 crores.
Q1 has been good. Q1 has been good, 780 plus L1 in 1,800.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the margin guidance standard was the same levels, 9.5 to 10.5 roughly that we were targeting.
For the year around, probably we will touch that once we ramp up our revenues in the next H2 rather. H1 will continue to remain subdued, but H2 will definitely ramp up, and there we'll catch up with 9.5% of EBITDA based on whatever we are spending for the new projects which are taking off, where initial establishment expenses now being incurred, mobilization, that will get ramped up in the H2 and margins will also look better.
Understood, sir. On the HAM equity requirement, how much, you know, what would be the investment amount that we have done till date, and, you know, how much would be the pending contribution, you know, on a year-on-year basis?
So for the coming years, for 26-27, we will have 179 of outlay on the HAM projects, including the OHND project. And for 27-28 and 28-29, 72 crores each. And investment up to March or rather June in all the HAM projects is to the tune of almost 1,280 crores, of which we have already sold 5. So that will get reduced by almost 600 crores.
Okay, understood, sir. We did have the, you know, so I mean earlier we were targeting on the you know, sale of the 6 SPVs. Our initial plan was, I understand that, you know, this was 4 assets by the June quarter and two assets by the December quarter. And now I think that we have revised that. So all the assets are being sold by September 26. Is that how the revised timeline looks like, and why the, you know, revision in the timeline from June to September?
So as we said, 4 assets we expect to clear by Q2, revised from Q1, largely because certain compliances to be done for handing over the project to the investor. So from that perspective, there is some delay in handing over, some compliances which they require. But it is on track, and we expect that by September end or first part of October, definitely we should be able to get the money in.
And so that is for all 6 assets you're referring to?
For the 4 assets, the other 2 assets,
4 assets.
Some time, because there are duty and other compliances to be done at those projects, which will happen by December, and maybe Q3 or Q4 we'll be able to demonstrate the sale.
Understood, sir. And the realization, you know, how much are we realizing from these assets, if you can, you know, the 4 assets and the 2 assets respectively, if you can help those numbers with?
The total price which was offered by them when we disclosed was approximately 1100 crores, and we expect to realize approximately that over the period of time.
Okay. Pardon, if you could repeat the number.
1,100
would be for the 4 assets,
For
6 assets. Okay, and then for the 4 assets that we are planning to sell by September.
Approximately 700.
Understood. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all: you may press star and 1 to ask a question. We have the next question from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
So you mentioned that EBITDA margins would be 9 to 9.5 for the entire year?
Yeah.
So we are lowering the guidance?
Yeah, by 0.5%, because we lost something in this quarter, which will then will not totally recover for the balance 3 quarters. So we were in the range of around 2-digit at the start of the year. We will be probably 0.5% short of that.
Okay. So secondly, margins without other income was 7.2% in first quarter. So any one-offs in the margin? Any provisions or something?
No, nothing very significant vis-a-vis as compared to previous years. But largely because we have mobilized a lot of new administrative and employees and other costs for the new verticals, where it is the initial phase, and so those costs have been loaded in this quarter. So So they will get rationalized over the coming quarters.
Okay, okay. Sir, on the debt side, so we have roughly 2,100 crore of debt. So partly it is from the subsidiaries. So can you give the breakup of that subsidiary debt and the breakup of interest cost, third party, and what you are paying to subsidiary in 1Q?
So interest cost paid to the subsidiaries is 17 crores for this quarter, 17. The balance is all third party interest paid, including WCDL, working capital, term loans and equipment loans, and also mobilization interest on mobilization advance, which is to the employers.
Okay. Sir, so once the assets are monetized, then what could be the debt number, at least the third party debt?
Third party debt would be approximately in the range of, as we have guided, around 500 to 600 crores.
And what is the amount, right? So we won't be reducing the debt from subsidiaries in future?
So these debts need not be reduced because they are typically free cash flows of other subsidiaries. And they are typically 100% subsidiaries of Ashoka Buildcon. So they may continue to be part of the resources for Ashoka Buildcon. So on the consolidated level, they will get knocked off. But otherwise, it's not a third-party outflow for the consortium.
At standalone level, it will hit the interest cost.
Yeah, it's a standalone cost. It doesn't have a third-party cost.
So if you include the third-party debt and the debt from subsidiaries, so maybe post-monetization, the debt could be around 1,000 crores, including the debt from subsidiaries?
Around say 1100 crores, around approximately 700 crores would be third party debt. So around say 1200 odd crores.
Okay. And sir, on interest cost side, we have seen reduction to 60 crores in this quarter. So incrementally, it will further come down to maybe end the year by around 50 odd crores?
Yeah, definitely we expect on two counts. One is realization of our WIP working capital receivables and WIP in our power sector, which is due to be collected in the next two quarters, as well as monetization of assets will typically also reduce debt. Should go below 50.
And sir, okay. So when are you expecting the AD for Bohai Chandi Ham?
So October, first week, we should expect appointed date.
So maybe 15-20% work only would happen in this year?
This year will be around 15%.
Okay. And sir, when will work start for the newer projects, Mithi River, Dayana and Angola?
Mithi has also started now. And Guyana, so we are already present, so work is ongoing. Angola will take some time to start, maybe another 2 months.
Okay, okay, okay. And sir, lastly, you mentioned that the total cash flows from monetization will be roughly 1100 crores. So earlier it was 1150. So is that a lowering down of the number or?
No, no, it's similar, 1150, just a rounding of number.
Okay, and sir, the assets which you have already monetized, of that part amount was pending, from 50 crores for BOT and 90 crores for HAM. So has that been received now?
No, so we are in the process of receiving. We have almost received around 30% of it, and balance we are in the process of getting received. It is in process. There are certain compliances which needs to be done to get it done. So we are waiting for that.
And of this 1150, entire will be received this year or part would be stuck?
As I said, maybe by December, the four by Q3, the four assets, and by Q2 and Q4, the balance two assets, that is what our target would be.
I mean, would there be any holdback amount of the 1150?
Didn't get it.
So in the previous two deals for 5 BOT and 5 HAM, part amount, roughly 150 crores of holdback, we were expecting to receive the balance portion now. So of 1150, would there be any holdbacks? Or the entire money will be received in this year?
So there could be holdbacks, small holdbacks in the range of 30-40 crores. I mean, that will define once we get to very close to the transaction. So it's more of compliance which will be there. So I really cannot pinpoint a number at this moment.
Okay. And so lastly, what would be the capex for 1Q and the target for FY27?
So capex for this quarter was approximately 25 crores. Of which 7 crores was for our international projects and balance was for domestic. Our target, as we said, was approximately 125 crores for the whole year.
So, while margins will be weaker for this year, next year could it be in 10-10.5% range for FY28?
We should expect the projects which are there typically should throw a margin of 10.5-11%. So we should definitely expect margins to improve over a period of time.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those were my questions.
Thank you. A reminder to all, you may press star and one to ask a question. We have the next question from the line of Vasudev from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Most of the questions are answered. I just want to know, where are we on monetization of Chennai ORR and Jaora and Naigaon? Any thoughts on that?
So, on both the projects, we have potential investors who have shown interest. They are working on one of the projects. They are also working on the diligence part of it. We expect Chennai ORR could happen by the year end. We still need to freeze on the investor, and Jaora Naigaon either by March end or by next year first half. It has more of a process to be driven at the from compliance angle from the authority, but we expect that at by Q1 we should be able to aggressively monetize.
Sure, sir. That's it from me. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all, you may press star and one to ask a question. We have the next question from the line of Daksh Prashad from Desvalado Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I'm not audible.
Sorry to interrupt. Daksh, you're not audible. Please use your handset mode.
Hi, am I audible now?
Yes, you're audible.
Yeah, sir, I just have one question. So, we diluted our stake in Ashoka Geostrategy Technologies from 59% to 39%. Could you please shine some light on what was the rationale behind this decision?
So hello. On Geostrategy, we have diluted and we have brought in a strategic partner who will help us in execution of projects which we have taken at Geostrategy level. So the intent is to create more value at the SPV level for our stake.
All right, sir. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. A reminder to all, you may press star and one to ask a question. We have the next question from the line of Bhavin Modi from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to know, sir, what is the order book, that is lying at the SPV level? Like, I believe some few of our order books, are at the SPV levels. Can you just help us with the number?
So at the SPV level, presently, some of the orders are lying. Probably we have not put the number exactly. Maybe it can come offline from that. Or maybe by the end of this call, I can give that number.
Okay. Second is, sir, we have been recently seeing, the share of the international book has been increasing. So what is the, first thing, the, strategy behind that? Is it because, the awarding is lower happening in the road side, or is it because, you know, the margins are better in the international side? And just, you know, how are the international orders different from the, you know, domestic orders?
So basically, international, we are just increasing our presence in various countries. We have an independent vertical for international. That margins and competition will vary from country to country. Presently, we are working in 7 countries. We plan going ahead to work around in 10 countries.
Okay. So any, you know, specific geographies, you know, that you are targeting, you know, to enter?
Not to enter, geographies are not yet that well listed. But what we have been working in these 7-8 geographies, and we may add another 2-3 geographies. It's all we evaluate when the opportunity is seen.
Right. And sir, last thing, you know, how are you, you know, seeing, you know, the road awarding, you know, happening this year? Obviously, till date, you know, there hasn't been, you know, any remarkable awarding that has happened. So, and the, you know, the NHS has come up with a list of 113 highways. So, how are we seeing, you know, in terms of the competition, you know, and in terms of the awarding happening by the end of this year?
So, Q3, Q4, we expect good awarding to happen. And off late, NHI is also going for bigger size packages. So, that will definitely rationalize the competition also. And we have only competition amongst good players.
Mm-hmm.
Size of the projects are going for the larger size projects.
Right. And so, just lastly, you know, NHI. And the last thing is, you know, NHS coming with a big ticket, you know, BOT orders. There are, you know, few BOT orders which are even, you know, 5,000 crore plus. So, are we looking, you know, to, you know, participate in the bids of such orders?
So, we have been evaluating these BOT orders also.
Hmm.
So, project by project, we need to take a call. So, wherever we are comfortable and we are sure about traffic and execution, we may participate.
Got it. Thank you, sir.
Right.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Mudit Bhandari from IIFL Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, we have roughly around 150 to 153 billion order book across road, power and building. You mentioned some delays in collection from power T&D side. So how is this across our the segment or across the client for the, let's say, for 1Q or 4Q? And how is the working capital being?
Sorry. What was the first part? I got the second part, which is on impact on working capital. Could you repeat the first part of the question?
In terms of collection, how it is across the sector or across the clients? Anything particularly hurting the execution?
So execution is not hurt by collection, but collection is getting uploaded. What do you call? Increase in the power T&D sector, which will now get realized in the next couple of quarters. So we expect that that should rationalize by this year end totally, and most of the payment should be in, which is today locked up in working capital and debtors, that is unbilled revenue and debtors. And the roads and other, they are almost in sync with what is planned and as per milestone.
Got it, sir. And any QOQ impact on working capital from March to June?
Any?
Working capital differential from March to June?
Yeah, so approximately 250 odd crores has been infused in March for the new projects which have taken off, where billing is yet to start. So the investments have happened in those sectors, advances paid to contracts for new contracts, so that way it has increased, but it is all under as planned.
Got it, sir. And when we say our bid pipeline across states, railways and power T&D as well as real renewable, so any particular projects that you are aiming for or in particular, let's say, segment, whether it is more concentrated towards, let's say, within states, let's say, roads or so basically trying to identify some focus areas among where we will be bidding.
Well, we have strategic focus areas. Okay, we definitely cannot disclose.
Got it, sir. And any big projects that you want to highlight that are coming up for bidding?
So there are large projects coming up. NHI is coming up in UP. Very big four projects. There is a pipeline in NHIDCL in Northeast. There are projects coming up in Hyderabad. So these all are completely like 1 lakh crore when I say order book. It's all part of that.
Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Vasudev from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. On this Gems and Jewelry Park, what is the revenue that we can expect on a per annum basis from here?
From the?
The Gems and Jewelry Park project which we got. So what kind of revenues can we expect from this project?
So this is, as we said, it's a contract of 450 crores to be executed in the next 5 years. So probably you can take almost around 100 crores per year.
Okay. And we also got this order from the Ganya about...
Pardon? On Ganya, what did you say? Hello.
Sorry to interrupt in between. Vasudev, you are not audible.
Yeah, am I audible? Yeah. So the construction of 4-lane highway order that we got, what is the value of this order, like in rupees terms?
For the Ganya one?
338 crores.
Yes.
338 crores is the value.
338. Okay, got it, sir.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Aditya Sahu from HDFC Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks a lot for the follow-up. Just one question over here. You know, I see that because our order book is increasing on the overseas front, related to that, I wanted to understand from a revenue standpoint, how is our revenue sort of, you know, bifurcated geographically, if you can help me with that, you know, how much is from India, how much is from other countries, if you can provide that bifurcation. At least for the Q1 part.
I may not be able to...
So in Q1, it is around 260 crores from out of India.
Pardon, sir, how much?
260 crores.
260 and so from the 260 crores, like, do we have the, you know, geographical bifurcation from where are we getting this?
So 80% of it is from Gyan only.
Okay, 80% is from Gyan only.
Yeah.
Understood, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Vishal Periwal from PL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, with respect to the Chhattisgarh Industrial Development Corporation, that in terms of the JV as a partner, we are working with a 51% stake. So can you give some highlight in terms of what exactly is the business model out here? Will it be on a sale or a lease? And second, what are the investment that we are planning for this particular LOA?
So this is largely a industrial park, kind of a gems and jewelry park development, where approximately 9 acres has been given to us for development, of which 30% has to be used for use of gems and jewelries. The intent of it, as we said, it's a developed and it's a lease for 30 plus another 60 years, so total 90 years lease would be available on this project. And intent is to develop the project and sell the project on a long lease basis. All the assets created over the next 5 years.
Okay, and what do we have planned to invest in this from our side as a 50% stake?
So, presumably it's everything sold off, so it's typically a project to the size of around, say, 1,000 odd crores, which will be spent over the 5 years and recovered in that similar time.
Okay. And remaining stake is with the state government in this?
Pardon?
The rest of the 49% stake is with the state government?
It's with private party, not the government.
Okay. Sure, sir. I think, probably I'll come back to the queue.
Sure.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. We have the next question from the line of Mudit Bhandari from IIFL Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. How much equity have you invested in Jawara Nayagaon and Chennai overall?
So, Jawara, we invested total 278 crores as equity in the start of the project when the project was developed. The invested value of ours after acquiring stakes are approximately 350 odd crores. And on Chennai Ora, we invested 200 crores jointly by both the partners. The effective cost of us today is 300 crores on our books for the 100% stakes.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Zaid Mukaddam from Ashika Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, you're audible. Please proceed.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Could you please guide us on how much revenue will be booked from the Pavai Chandi to Guskara, Gaimukh to Payagao, Kundalika Creek Bridge, and Flyover Saint Panvel Highway in FY27? If possible, if you could quantify how much revenue booking would happen in FY27.
We are taking it a bit offline. It's quite a granular number. We do have it, but not offhand.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next follow-up question from the line of Vasudev from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the follow-up. So I just wanted to confirm, in Q1, we received 3 orders. The Bunya one is 338 crores, Gems and Jewelry Park is 450 crores, and Angola is 684 crores. That's right, sir, right?
Angola was declared last year.
Okay.
Other two are in this quarter.
Okay. Got it, sir. That's it from us. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Standalone level of interest cost was roughly 313 crores for FY26. So for FY27, it should be closer to 200 odd crores?
Close to what number?
210 crores?
Yeah, it should be in the range of around 225 to 240 crores.
And for 28, it should go below 200?
Sure.
As money would come to market.
Yeah, exactly. Presuming the business
level. It should be below 200. What could be the range?
So it will all depend on how much business is executed, turnovers. So it would be in the range of, say, approximately 200, 210, presuming there is an increase in turnover in the next 2 years.
Okay. Got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as the last question. And with that concludes the question and answer session. I now hand the conference back to the management for the closing comments.
We hope that all queries have been answered. For any further information or query left out, you could approach us or our investor relationship agency, SGA. And thanks everybody for attending the call. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, members of the management. On behalf of IIFL Capital, we conclude this conference. Thank you, everyone, for joining with us today. And you may now disconnect your lines.